Hello, English program here. Audio boo time, folks. Yes, that's what we're here for. Oh, yes, indeed. And, of course, it's getting nearer and nearer to Christmas. So much so that I'm looking here on the brand new BBC Media Centre website, and they have some information about Christmas, which I think is fantastic. I've got my copy here. Of course, in the old days, we used to read the Radio Times. We had to sort of have Philip Schofield there telling us what was on, reading from the Radio Times. I've got my copy, which I have every Christmas. This is from December 20th, 1986, to the 2nd of January, 1987. Yes, very old. 70p it was back then. Christmas and New Year double issue got Christmas in Albert Square on the cover. And this is so old, it's literally falling apart. It's very difficult to get hold of old Radio Timeses. I've tried. Not impossible, quite difficult. I'm holding on to this one as long as I can, quite frankly, but it is literally falling apart. I've got this because I get very sort of excited about Christmas and television and everything, and so after a minute and 22 seconds, I am now in a position to announce that this is our little 5 minute proggy poo to have a look at what is on at the Beeb. Yes, indeed, folks. We get our information, official information, from bbc.co.uk/mediacentre. That is the brand new, I suppose it's the new centre where everything media related, all the news and information and everything, can be found. And we have here for the 3rd of November in EastEnders. I've mentioned once or thrice that I don't watch EastEnders, but I do read these little synopses things, which is all I can do, really, being in Spain. But never mind. So Kim invites Roxy on a night out, and Ben agrees to babysit Amy as the drama in Walford continues. While babysitting, he invites Jay over, and the pair briefly leave Amy alone, leading to a horrific accident. Oh my goodness. Should I continue reading this? Because I don't want to give any more information. I'm going to leave it, I think, because I don't want to sort of spoil the thing. I think we shall... Shall we move on, Pilar? What do I do in a situation like this? We need someone who has authority to do some sort of editorial control here. I don't want to get into trouble. Yes, I'm going to move on. Okay, there we go. Yes, okay. So check out EastEnders, Thursday, 3rd of November. Quite exciting stuff. The Case. This is really good. I've been reading the little synopses things for this, and this is getting really good. An angry Carl, by the way, this may spoil it for you if you haven't, you know, obviously you haven't watched it, it hasn't been on yet, so you may not want to be listening to this, but nonetheless, I've almost spoiled EastEnders for you. I may as well spoil the case as well. An angry Carl gives evidence, taking the opportunity to reveal that Tony and Nicole had an affair, as this new courtroom drama for BBC One daytime continues. Can I say at this point, I hope that this is a sort of a pilot. Never seen it before. I don't think it's been on before. I hope it's so good, it's so successful, they turn it into a 5-day-a-week soap, a bit like Doctors. I really hope, because there's nothing on the television in Britain sort of regularly which deals with the legal system, and I think it'd be really good. So anyone's listening looking for ideas, my suggestion is that you put the case on 5 days a week all the time. Okay, so we're down to 30 seconds, so I shall have a quick look at this on BBC4 Symphony, Genesis and Genius. BBC4 celebrates and reappraises the giant of the orchestral repertoire, the Symphony, in this new 4-part series with archive symphonic performances. Nothing to do with Phil Collins then, I assume. Never mind. Okay, this is the English programme. Thank you so much for listening.